Welcome to the Outer Limits of Mid-Truth Radio Show, OuterLimitsRadio.com. I'm your host, Ryan. They say that stalking does not pay off, and I'm here to tell you that you're all wrong, because proper stalking can lead to a phenomenal guest, and that guest this evening is Mr. Joe Martino, the founder of Collective Evolution. Mr. Martino founded this site. It's thriving. Tons of people go to it. Talks a lot about health, science, how the world is changing, how collective humanity apparently is going to be making this big jump in consciousness. And Joe's a real positive guy, unlike me. I'm just a, oh my God, the whole world's going to end. Forget humanity. But Joe's like, no, I got faith in humanity. So I give this gentleman credit. Very inspiring. And earlier in Joe's life, as he talks about on the show, he took a big leap of faith. He basically took all the values that he had had, and he's like, you know what? This isn't going to work for me. I'm going to take a chance on myself, and I'm going to go into the great unknown, and I'm going to see what's out there. And here he is, founder of a phenomenal site that's inspiring millions of people across the world. And I think that when you make that jump, that leap of consciousness, you know, it's a big risk. It's scary because you're leaving all the things that you've known in the collective. And when you leave the collective and you try to find out the truth for what it is, man, the reward can be phenomenal. And before we get into tonight's show, I want to give a special thanks and shout out to our phenomenal listener, Miss Lizzie, who pointed out that apparently when some of the recent shows have been going on, I've been breathing too heavily into the mic. Oh my goodness, Lizzie, thank you for pointing that out. We want to do a phenomenal show and not do a resemblance of a 1-900 number. Lizzie, you're awesome. That was so nice of you to send that email. The Outer Limits of Inner Truth Radio Show proudly presents an introspective interview with Mr. Joe Martino, the Collective Evolution. Joining us now is Mr. Joe Martino. He is founder and creator of a phenomenal news organization called Collective Evolution. The website is collective-evolution.com. If you go to Outer Limits of the Truth Radio Show, you see that we're tweeting about them all the time because they're always coming up with great stories, great quotes. I have to say that this site has been up 8 years, and in the course of following it for the last 5 years, you see how many people have embraced it, how many news stories have come out. And Mr. Martino, thank you so much for being with us today. Welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you for having me on. It's very exciting to be here and be able to share more about what I think is an incredible time that we're going through here.
Incredible time that we're going through here. I mean, if you look at some of the stories that I guess that are on your side and activist posts, it seems that fascism is running wild, yet you guys are putting out this message of peace and hope. So where do you see the world heading? Are you hopeful? Or are you just like, oh, my goodness, how much more fascism can this world handle?
I'm very hopeful. I mean, this was one of the key aspects to our message is, you know, people ask me sometimes on interviews or in, you know, even in private, that sort of thing. And it's just like, you know, with all the stuff that you're seeing, with all the stuff that goes on, the craziness that's happening in the world, do you ever feel like there's no hope, that we're lost, that everything's just going to crumble and, you know, give up on humanity? And I'm like, no, I believe there's no option but for us to evolve. I literally see and feel that within the deepest aspects of my being. And it's, I just think it's a process, and we're going through a process of changing and discovering, and there's a little bit of what we call trauma involved in that, in understanding what's really happening in our world. But that's how we grow. That's how we move forward. We understand how things are actually happening, and we process it and move through it.
But as far as the collective humanity going, I mean, I guess, is it part of the process to go so dark? Because I don't know. Maybe I'm the naysayer. Maybe you're like the positive guy. I'm Mr. Not-So-Positive because I see collective humanity getting darker, especially the way they treat animals. The factory farming drives me absolutely crazy. The fact that the more people aren't standing up and going speaking out about these animals that are suffering and being tortured, and the fact that I feel like the language is being so twisted and contorted. I love that movie, Idiocracy, 2006. I think it's self-fulfilling prophecy. People are speaking in such shorter terms. So do you think that the darkness is actually a good thing in some way, that we, by going through the darkness, it's a positive way because light's got to be around the corner?
Yeah, I mean, it's like the way I view it is we go through experiences that help us grow. And if you look at from a bigger picture sense of what's really taking place, I see a greater divide. So it's almost like you're seeing aspects of what we call the darkness kind of becoming more extreme, but we're seeing aspects of what we call the light becoming more extreme, if you want to call it that, where it's like, there's a greater divide, and there's a lot of people being added to both sides in the sense of, like, you know, more than ever, you're having people making different health choices, more making, there's more awareness, there's more consciousness around a lot of the things that we're doing. Not only that, but people are starting to feel that tiresome energy that's within them that, hey, you know what, we can't just keep living the way we're living. There's got to be something more to this. What is that? And through that feeling and through that questioning, there's a lot of exploration that goes deeper into, you know, who we are and why we're truly here. And you're seeing a lot of that happen. It's just, in news and media and in conversations and all the stuff that goes on, there's so much focus on just the negative side or the darker side or the dramatic side. I mean, we see that a lot in mainstream media especially. And I think that, you know, in a sense, clouds or taints a lot of what is actually going on. Because what I'm seeing, at least, and a lot of the stuff that we cover and what we focus on, is there's a massive awakening happening on this planet right now, and it's actually very incredible. And I think it's just a matter of time before that starts to hit the mainstream in ways that are a little bigger and a little deeper. But like you said, I mean, even with something like factory farming, you know, the awareness that's growing around that and a lot of the decisions and the lack of support there, yeah, there's certainly some aspects of our world that are heading into what appear to be greater levels of fascism or what seems to feel like a greater level of control. It's certainly happening. But I think it's just further pushing and making it more obvious for people to say, hey, it's time to wake up. You know, we got to do this.
All right, now, when you say awakening, I'm curious to know, do you think that the awakening is occurring because more people are becoming one with their spirit or becoming more spiritually minded? Or can the awakening occur as just human beings as animals starting to evolve a little bit more, even in their animalistic things, to become compassionate? Can you have an awakening absent spirituality?
I would call that an evolution in a sense. I mean, it could be an awakening, if you want to call it, in terms of a certain level of mind or a certain expansion of a level of mind. But I do believe that, and from, you know, a lot of the research that's even out there from a scientific perspective is, you know, we are more than just, physical bodies. There is a deeper aspect of who we are energetically. What exactly we want to call that is something that entirely gets up to the person and how they want to explore it. And that's one of the challenges with our language and with words is there's a lot of connotations. There's a lot of different things with different meanings. And it becomes difficult to say, oh, if I say the word soul or if I say the word God or if I say it comes with a boatload of different reactions, right? Whereas when we start looking at the very basics of it, hey, you know, we're these energetic beings and we can measure that. Our hearts have an auric field that we can measure. It's an electromagnetic field. We start to realize, okay, there is an energetic aspect to us and to our reality. What does that mean? Where does that go? How much does that play into how our world looks and functions? That's where, you know, we start diving into some of the deeper concepts that I think our sciences are certainly starting to understand. But if you want to call it an intuitive basis or a gut basis, we can start going on those six senses, those feelings that we know there's something more to us here. We know there's something more than what's going on. And that awakening is to that reality. It's never not been there. It's just we're starting to see it. We're starting to pull away some of the rocks, some of the rubble, some of the, you know, the different things we had covering that up. And we're understanding something that's always been there.
How would you compare this current awakening compared to the conscious levels of previous civilizations? Because I love watching the show Ancient Aliens, and it seems that some of these ancient civilizations had direct contact with extraterrestrial beings, or they were able to manifest energy different, and they seem to have certain wisdom and understandings that we maybe have lost as a culture. Where do you see the evolution and growth of humanity right now compared to previous generations and other past civilizations?
Yeah, and it's so funny. I was actually talking about this exact thing earlier today, because oftentimes people will say, yeah, you know, the change is sort of happening. But, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, I mean, this happened in the 60s with the hippie movements. People were starting to become more aware. I mean, even if you look two decades prior, the way we lived then was different, you know, from the way they lived, you know, the two decades after, you know, and so on and so forth. We all change every couple of decades. Well, yeah. You know, we do change in some ways. We're constantly evolving in certain ways, and you know, there's levels of our expansion and evolution as from a mind and a spiritual point of view that's always ongoing. But I believe what we're going through, and from the evidence that I've seen, both, you know, in one of the last documentaries I made, it was really looking at what is this shift, what is going on with it, what does it mean, how much evidence is there of it. We dove into, you know, ancient cultures, we dove into the cosmos, we dove into the science behind it, we dove into everything. And
awesome.
We started to see, yeah, there is a ton of evidence for this shift that is, it's not, this isn't simply a little shift. in the way we do things, but this is a big shift in something that we've never seen before.
Can you please describe it? I mean, talk about this documentary. This is fascinating.
Yeah, so it's called Collective Evolution 3, The Shift, and essentially what it was a capping off of our documentary series titled The Collective Evolution. This was about, you know, I think we were about 7 or 6 years into the CE journey at this point, and it was suddenly about, okay, we talk about this shift, we talk about this awakening, this thing that's happening, it's almost like its own entity, it's this thing, right? Okay, but what really is going on, or what is it, or what evidence of it is out there, right? I mean, so many people spoke about 2012, and there's been, you know, that whole idea got hijacked in some ways to talk about, you know, an extreme ending or extreme Armageddon. It also, you know, there was truth to some of what was being talked about, but it was overshadowed by a lot of the sort of the Hollywood perspective of everything's going to end, you know. So, you know, what was it really about, and what evidence is out there? And so I said, okay, well, if we're going to do this, it's got to be something where, you know, we look at the spiritual side or the ancient culture side. So now we're diving into some of the old ways that people believed things, perhaps the people who were directly in contact with other civilizations not from here that gave certain knowledge or certain information. Let's also go into the scientific realm. How can we start to look at where science has touched on this, you know? Specifically, we looked at the sun and how the sun is involved in evolving DNA and evolving aspects of genetics and evolving aspects of consciousness, the research that's gone on there, you know, that is just not quite mainstream, but is fascinating. Like, how much solar flares and solar activity has an impact on human consciousness is incredible. And so we decided to bring all this together to basically make a case, in a sense, for a feeling that was deep within, and that feeling is, we are experiencing a massive shift in consciousness that's going to change the way we experience, you know, our reality here on Earth. And, you know, that's what the film's about, and it explores some really fascinating stuff.
All right, so someone says massive shift and change in consciousness, do you foresee an era where people just naturally have ESP, that you can naturally see auras, that you can actually maybe utilize your mind to move objects? Because I swear, I have been trying to lift the beer out of the fridge and have it come to me on the couch. I have not mastered that yet. But if that is part of this collective shift, I will be very excited.
Well, I mean, I think the evidence for some of this stuff is starting to show up, and I do believe it is a possibility for humanity, absolutely. When? I don't know. I don't have the crystal ball on that one, but I do believe, yeah, absolutely, those types of things are coming and are here in some ways already. I mean, there's, even if you start looking into the black budget programs and some of the stuff that's available and some of the stuff people have access to, like even augmented realities in black budget programs that are so real you don't even know you're in them. I mean, it kind of puts a lot of the VR and stuff that we have to shame. So you just got to think, you know, what else are they developing? What else are they playing with in these highly funded projects that, you know, they have a high level of interest. There's been a number of declassified documents looking at things like telepathy and psychic ability, remote viewing, all this sort of stuff. So it's not really a stretch when you look at what's already out there to think that these things are quite available to humanity in terms of what we call abilities.
Okay. And as far as the shifts goes, do you think that it will – do you see something really positive coming about it? Do you see that because we're having an evolutionary shift that the same laws or principles that we have in this current reality right now, we have some people that are able to manifest and do wonderful, beautiful things and also commit horrific acts of darkness. Do you foresee that with this shift happening that we're almost going to be almost exclusively in a celestial, peaceful type reality, or will the same laws of – light and dark apply only a much more intensified level?
Yeah, I mean, I believe light and dark, as we call it, has served us in a sense, right? It's allowed us to see the spectrum of what we can create and how we can create things. And there's so much learning that comes from that, even though there's emotional pain and challenges and different things that we go through that don't necessarily resonate with the deepest aspect of who we are, in the sense of like, wow, you know, I don't know if we want to keep killing each other and doing these, like, that's not a good feeling inside. You know what I mean? You feel that. But I do believe that, you know, it has served us, and that we are moving into a time where there is much more, if not what you could just call straight up peace, you know, on the planet.
Get out of here.
Where we don't have to. where we don't have to fight with one another, where we don't have to do these things. Because, I mean, you got to think about it, right? It's like a video game that you've had for years and years and years that, you know, there's 10 levels, and every single level you know like the back of your hand, and you just kind of, there's no point in playing it anymore because it's too easy. It's just like, okay, this is pointless. I know everything in and out. You kind of get this feeling inside of like, I'm ready for something new. I truly believe that deep down when you get into a lot of conversations, and I've tested this a number of times, you get into conversations with people, you know, a lot of it leads back to, you know, I just don't feel, you know, something inside just doesn't feel like there's got to be more, you know. Everybody's just kind of grown a little tired of the way we've been doing things on the planet for so long, and the way we've been just kind of living the same old, and we're ready for something different. And I believe that's a big relatable piece of what's driving this this shift, and what's going on is people can feel that, you know, it's time and we're ready for something new. There's an analogy I'll often use when I associate it with us opening up to the reality of ETs, but it also kind of portrays a certain level of excitement that can, you know, result as like a shift. And it's that of, imagine, you know, you're the Europeans or you're the North Americans, however you want to describe it. And back in the day when, you know, the boats came across and suddenly, you know, they interacted. Oh, my God, here's a whole new landmass. Oh, there's other types of humans on here that are different, have different cultures, have different languages, have different ways of doing things. Wow, this is incredible. And suddenly you're learning something new. Yeah, there was war and different things that came along with it in our level of consciousness at that time. But let's look beyond that for a moment and just think about how that opens up a whole level of experience and understanding and expansion that comes along with it. And it's like, yeah, you can sometimes get bored in your own backyard in a sense, but when you suddenly discover something that's incredibly new, it's like, wow, you know? And I think that's part of this shift is opening up to those types of concepts and those ideas. Is we're going to be introduced to some radically new concepts and ways of being and beings that are there in our solar system and beyond that are going to be able to illustrate in their own way. I mean, they're beings just like us. I mean, they're going to start interacting with us more and being like, wow, there's so much to learn too. You know, it's a two-way street. And, you know, I believe that's a big part of this whole thing, is really just expanding everything as to how we live and be on this planet.
That's really interesting. So I guess we're going to have to come in contact with an external extraterrestrial being in order to make things interesting again. From your perspective, do you see as that, you know, merging a civilization imminent? Do you think that we're probably going to have an authentic extraterrestrial experience where we do come in contact with these beings, and not just through the government, with the government, you know, having contact, but mainstream people having direct contact with these beings?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm 100% sure you know this, but, you know, the people are having the experiences, but just, you know, it's definitely not happening in the mainstream. And it's, you know, regular, everyday people have been, you know, being, I don't want to say abducted per se, because they are having other types of experiences that are you know, outside of the abduction phenomenon, where, you know, a lot of times there's a negative connotation put towards it. Plus, a lot of abductions are a result of government programs. But, you know, there's definitely been a number of people having very real, you know, connections with ET beings. And I do think that, you know, it's going to start happening more and more and more in the mainstream. But the key thing here is, and I think this is a big aspect of our message that, you know, I gotta say right now, especially in this part of the conversation, is that, you know, we can't wait for ETs, or we can't feel like that they're going to be a savior, or even, you know, things like free energy or these types of technologies. You know, we can't feel like we got to wait for something outside of us to happen. This is very much an internal process, something that we all individually have to go through and experience, and we gotta do the inner work inside ourselves to open up and move past a lot of the limiting beliefs, a lot of the ways that we believe, you know, about ourselves, about others, you know, reconnect with other people, start really looking at them beyond just someone that might, you know, take advantage of you, or that might hurt you, or this or that or whatever, and really just, you know, gain that sense of connection again and do the internal work to get us to evolve beyond a lot of the challenges that we face and we believe in, the limits that we place on ourselves and our world and what we believe is possible in that, in our world. Because through that, we'll start to open up that door and start opening up that reality where consciously we're now saying, okay, we're ready for some change, some big shifts here. We're ready for, you know, ETs and that sort of interaction. I mean, in a sense, there's a bit of a hands-off policy, if you want to call it that, where they're not going to come and just completely interfere with our reality. You know, they're not going to come save us. They're not going to come
make
and
it
say, okay.
But maybe they could do something to make TV and movies interesting once again, because every movie and TV show is a reboot. And Mr. Martino, I want to point out something to you, sir. I think that you are a man of mystery because on your site you just have this bio that says, hey, I'm Joe. I created Collective Evolution 5 years ago. I'm a curious individual. Where did this curiosity spark, and what drove you to ask questions? Because I find your curiosity fascinating, and I have to say that when you go to Collective Evolution, again, the website is collective-evolution.com. It's completely different than all of the other sites you go to, because you get all, like, mainstream websites that's all, what did Trump do today? And it's these same stories regurgitated back and forth. But you go on this site, your site, and there's all kinds of fresh information, you know, things that really make you think. So, Joe, how did everything start?
You know, it's a good question. Essentially, you could start it as early as, you know, as a kid. I had a lot of interesting little experiences or insights or different things that happened. Some you could call supernatural, paranormal. The key here is it wasn't anything that, you know, a lot of people don't experience. A lot of people are experiencing things that are, you know, whether it be crazy dreams, crazy visions, different feelings inside, you know, questioning the world, the way it operates, all that sort of stuff. We've all been through something like this for the most part. And I just always stayed really curious about it, and I always kind of explored it, and I always really just said, hey, you know, what is that? Why do we have this? And I remember the biggest question I had as a kid was always, okay, hold on a second. You know, the news is telling us that, you know, there's this crazy shit going on. We got war. We got money problems. We got all this stuff going on, everything. But man created all these concepts. I don't understand. Can't we just uncreate it? And, like, you know, this is when I was, like, young and kind of you're naive to how the world functions still. And, you know, can't we just uncreate it? Like, they're saying there's these problems, but we have control over all the problems. I don't get it, you know. And my parents would always say, oh, you know, that's how the world is and this, that, whatever. And as I got older, I started to think more and more about that, and it just came down to, hold on a second. No, man really did create all these things. They're not inherently here. You're not like, we didn't get placed on this planet or suddenly start, you know, oh, hey, this planet, the way it works is, you know, you got this monetary system that you have to use, and you got this thing that you have to use or else everything falls apart. No, we create all these things, and we uphold them with our belief. We uphold them with our agreement to play with them, and they do serve us, right? We're learning from these things, and that's great. However, how much longer do we need to see the suffering, the all the stuff that comes with it, and play with these old, like, how many times are we going to throw a stimulus package to keep the economy alive? You know, the stimulus is an example of how it's like, okay, guys, you know, we're ready for something different. We can start opening up, doing things differently, but, you know, we got to start making these shifts. And it was looking at all these things as I got older, these feelings that I had as a kid, a lot of which came through questioning the education system, and just saying, whoa, like, this is weird. And the more I would research and the more I would understand, the more I would start to be like, okay, I don't know if I want to live in a world quite like this, because I feel an inspiration to project and be something and do something different. And when I was in college, I hit a point in my life where I was quite depressed. I was quite down and out. I just felt I wasn't aligned through and through, and I had a lot of anxiety, and I landed myself sitting across from a psychologist, psychiatrist, or counselor, however you want to call it, and I'm sitting there going, hold on a second, like, you know, I just, at the end of the day, I don't want to be doing any of the things I'm doing right now. And she's like, well, drop out of school if that's what you want to do. And I said, really? And I'm like, that's an adult telling me I can do this. I'm like, okay. So I did, and suddenly my life started to change, and suddenly I started to, because I made a choice and I made a decision that was more in alignment with who I was, it started to open up another level of experience, another level of you know, opportunity. And that's when I started to meet more people and come across more information that was allowing me to now explore deeper aspects of who I was, how my beliefs were formed, how I limit my own reality in my own ways through my actions and thoughts and this, that, whatever. And I now had a totally different understanding of who I was and what's going on that I never was taught in school, or you never really understand growing up. And I'm like, wow, this needs to start going out to people. This needs to, you know, I'm sure many people are having these feelings, these experiences. Let's put this online and really get it out there. Because at the end of the day, that's when I was learning about this shift. You know, at the end of the day, if this shift is happening, you know, we need to create more of these types of experiences, and we need to let people know that it's okay to question, it's okay to go through this stuff, it's okay to, you know, make new choices in life and walk off the beaten path. And that's how Collective Evolution was born, out of a need to put that experience out there and provide information. It's evolved a lot since then, but
you're putting out regular content. I mean, the content I think is great. It's not only the fact that you have great content, but it's sharp. And I love when you guys post on Twitter and you're constantly doing this quotes and the thought provoking quotes. And I commend you for not having the ideology where it's all coming back to one thing and there's a hierarchy. There's no hierarchy in collective evolution. I think it's fantastic because, you know, you're provoking people. You're provoking people to ask and question, and it's very interesting. But you said that you had some kind of paranormal experience. Did you have an out-of-body experience? Did you talk to a psychic? Did you meditate? I mean, was there at any point in time where you had where this information or the feeling of aligning to where you are right now started to occur at a rapid pace?
Yeah, I mean, as a kid, you know, paranormal experiences, you know, sure, having experiences with, like, ghosts or with, like, you know, entities or that sort of thing, and that kind of carried on forward. I wasn't having them, like, every night or anything like that, but you have them. And when you have one, you're kind of like, well, wait a minute, if I had one and that was real, and then once you have another one, you're like, okay, you know, that could, if that's real, I mean, something's going on here that's beyond our physical world. Like, what's going on, you know? And it's not like, oh, I'm making things up because I saw a shadow. Like, we're talking about, you know, things that you really see and experience that, like, boggle your mind.
Did you go to the astral plane? So, did you leave your body, go to the astral plane? Did some being come in contact with you and say, hey, Joe, guess what? Got an idea. This is what your soul purpose is.
Well, I mean, it wasn't quite like that. They all happen in different forms. I mean, it would be a longer conversation to kind of get into those, but it's more so just, you know, these experiences, again, that people, you know, I'm certainly not alone in this. A lot of people have had these types of experiences, and it's just questioning and remaining curious about it and opening up to it, and, you know, that's kind of just what happened, and where it really started to spiraling and become much more of an accelerated experience was when I literally, when I made that decision. It was funny, when I was sitting across from the counselor, I was out the window, I could see my college. And which was the funniest thing, because it was totally separate, you know, been like the counselor was not part of the school or anything. So I could see it, and I'm looking at it, and she's like, yeah, you can drop out. I'm looking at it, I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm gonna do that. And it was like, literally, once I made that choice, I went home that day. I had dropped out at that point. I went home, I told my parents, and, you know, that was that. And that's when everything started to really pick up and spiral, and suddenly it was like, all right, now I was exploring more. And then I had met someone that helped to really, you know, expand a lot of the spiritual side or a lot of, and I call it the spiritual side, not by in a sense of, you know, suddenly like, oh, you know, now it's all about, you know, energy and chakras. That's all great. That's all built into the spirituality. But what I mean by spiritual is the consciousness side, the side of who we really are as beings, what's beyond this, just the physical body, right? Really exploring those aspects and how our consciousness even creates our reality, or, you know, together, we co-create our reality. That's essentially what's happening. And through that exploration, that's where a lot of acceleration started to occur.
Excellent. And a collective evolution, in the 8 years that you've, you know, been established, what would you say would be five of the most important and compelling stories that you've ever published?
Oof, that is a tough question. I'm going to just go with what comes. I mean, anything, and I might blanket this a little bit just because it's tough, but, you know, ET stuff is always a huge, huge, like, thing for people. And it's funny because you got a lot of people who stay very silent about their interest in it. But if you really look at it, I mean, it's the second most searched thing on all of Google. And so, I mean, off the top of my mind, we released not too long ago an opening story about the Nazca unearthing stuff that's been going on with the mummies. And, you know, that was a big, like, huge story, went very viral, caused a lot of attention. People were all like, hey, what's this about? And I think that just illustrates kind of the curiosity that exists around this realm and that people are really kind of open and ready. And all the skeptics come out at the same time too, which is great because it shows that, you know, even they're curious. Like, they want to know what's going on, right? So that's a big one. I mean, we've done definitely some stuff around, you know, vaccines and Monsanto stuff. Why? Because, you know, health is such a huge gateway into thinking differently about our world for people because it's so relative. It's so, you know, just something that's talked about everywhere, you know? And so those types of stories, so whether it be something around, you know, exposing a little bit of the glyphosate stuff and what was really going on there and how that actually does have a negative impact on humanity, those were always huge stories. Getting into the vaccine realm, I mean, there's been huge, huge growth in that movement of just, you know, the way I like to characterize it, it's not anti-vaccine versus pro-vaccine. I think that's more of a media, you know, a ridiculous thing the media created to try and pit people against one another. But really what this is about is people are seeing and feeling like, okay, hold on a second. There's a ton of data and ton of evidence here that we're not taking the safest route. How can we, A, either take the safest route, B, make sure we keep eradicating disease, and C, which really is the bigger picture of the whole thing, what actually contributes to eradicating the disease? And let's explore that alongside all of these things because we're harming people in this process, and we can see that, and we need to make a change, and we can't simply just turn a blind eye. So that's always been a huge story. And then off the top, I mean, you know, one big one is you know, looking at some of the studies around mind-matter interaction. So when you're seeing the relationship between the mind and the body and even how that interacts health-wise, so you're essentially looking at the consciousness and how that interacts with the physical world and how there's more evidence for your mind-body interaction of how your mind and your thoughts has an impact on your physical body than there is for actual pharmaceutical drugs being effective on your body. And when you start to look at that, it starts to get crazy because now people are mainstream adopting a particular idea that is actually, you know, less proven than the things that they're violently trying to oppose.
Have you seen that documentary called What the Health, by chance?
We've been talking about that around this office for the last, like, 5 days.
Are you sure?
And I'm going to be watching it within the next couple of days.
It's phenomenal. I highly recommend it because, you know, you're going to get to the 49-minute mark, and then you're going to start seeing that, you know, the American Cancer Society and the Diabetes Association, they're all taking money from the pharmaceutical companies and the food companies. So the data that they're giving is it's like BS. You've got to question everything.
Yeah.
And this gentleman, I give the guy credit. He does the documentary. It's like the food is directly correlated with disease and your quality of life. So it's so mind-boggling. You know, I give you a lot of credit again for putting this information out because I feel like, you know, you're helping people get a chance because most people, I don't think you have a chance. If you're not, you know, curious and, you know, vigilant about this stuff, you got no chance. You got the media and the pharmaceutical companies and the food companies and your collective human beings that don't want to challenge us. So, my goodness, the odds are stacked against you. It seems like you really got to want this in order to get through. Do you find that daunting at all? I mean, do you see that, hey, I'm up for a good challenge?
Yeah, I would go with I'm up for a good challenge, and that's what I can say with all of us here. I mean, we're and many other people in this, you know, if you want to call it movement or creating this type of content, is I think a lot of people are very inspired by the idea that, hey, you know, it's like this has to be done, and this is a no option. You know, I mean, this is what's coming from deep within the self, deep within the heart, deep within the soul, that this needs to get out there, this needs to happen. And yeah, it can be challenging out there given all the media, the entertainment, all the distractions out there. But the beauty thing is the shift is occurring. And as that happens and as, you know, energetically even things start to change, solar activity starts to change, we move through different areas of the cosmos that have different energetic and solar and radiation type effects, we start seeing changes in the way people think. And so there's a lot of things playing in and opening up. I mean, nowadays it takes something as simple as, ooh, I lost my job, and suddenly people are rethinking their entire life. They're having a conscious expanding moment based on that. Whereas, you know, years and years and years and years ago, people had to, you know, perhaps experiment with psychedelic mushrooms to have those types of insights. Whereas now the plane is so ripe. The world is so ready for insights that it can happen from a dream. It can happen from, you know, so many different things. So it's really an incredible time that is difficult, but I think is easy to open that door, we'll call it.
And Joe, what do you see as your purpose in this life incarnation? And in addition to that, have you ever had a past life reading done? Have you ever had a semblance or sense of who you were in a previous lifetime, or is this your first time here on Earth?
I've had past life readings, sort of like inadvertently, like it just kind of happens. You meet somebody and they, you know, they share their stuff. I definitely like know that I have been here before. I also remember other lifetimes and other places, so I have that as well. However, I think the most important thing beyond any of that stuff is just really just being dialed in, regardless of what our past or our history is. Really being dialed in. Why am I here now? What is it all about now? Who am I in this moment, and who am I trying to express, and what am I being asked to be in that sort of way? Because that's what helps you to understand your purpose, and what helps to understand, you know, why you're here, and what you're supposed to be doing. Because you can't find that from your mind, you can't find that from, you know, someone telling you. You gotta dial into who you are and your inner self, and just express it. And that's the biggest, that's why I say, you know, we got to do the work, we got to do the reflection, we got to think about it and dial into it ourselves, because that's where the answer is.
And, you know, your site, a lot of momentum, a lot of people coming to it, engaging. What can people do to, one, help Collective Evolution grow? And also, what do you recommend that they can do to grow them, for them to help themselves grow spiritually, intellectually?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a 5 days of you challenge that we actually just launched 4 days ago. I think we're on day four right now. That was a challenge open to everybody. The purpose of it was, you know, I had put together this challenge based on a 30-day challenge that I had that essentially really just dives day by day into exploring you and who you are and diving deeper into that, and goes through some incredible exercises. It's been insanity watching the 6,000, almost 7,000 people going through it right now, watching the comments and the interaction and the different things. It's amazing to see what's happening. And so that's an incredible challenge. I would say, because I don't have, like, it's not easy to just say the link, the best thing to do is if you sign up to our email list so that you'll hear about all these sorts of things, it's probably a great way to do it. If you go to any article that we have on the site, and while you're on the site, you'll scroll down somewhere in the middle of the page, you'll see an area where you can subscribe via email. That way you can get connected to all the stuff that we're putting out there, including stuff like the 5 days of you. We're also going to be launching a Consciousness Explorer Lounge on Monday. And what that is that's a membership site that is directly and intimately connected to everything that we're doing at Collective Evolution. It dives deeper into courses, webinars, learning, conscious expansion, group events that we're going to be doing together. It dives into getting all access to our extended footage, extended interviews, some of the private shows that we have created in there. Basically, we decided to create a massive extended content site with the ability to learn, expand, and grow through webinars and courses, because we saw that was something that, you know, people really can benefit from. And within that, there's also a community, so everyone can stay connected, chat, interact, and support one another. So that's another way to support all of our journalism as well, because not only do you get all the value in shifting and changing, aspects of yourself, which is our number one goal, but we fund ourselves at the same time, which is a necessary aspect of our world right now.
Are there any books that you recommend that people read that you think could be game changers as far as shattering your conscious, for a good thing, that you think that would be very interesting, that could raise a person's vibration?
That's a big question. I don't know exactly what to recommend here. I'm gonna say what first thing has come to my mind, and it's just literally gonna be there's a book by Richard Dolan, who's a UFO ET researcher. I forget the exact title, but it's one of his latest ones about UFOs and ETs for the 21st century, something like that. It's an incredible rundown of everything that's available on the subject. Why do I think that's so important? Is because that particular subject and that question is one of the biggest, most obvious things to help us question and rethink everything we thought we knew about us and our reality and our universe. When you start to realize there are other beings out there and that's going on, it starts to make you think a little bit more widely and a little bit more differently about the stuff that we're doing just by nature. That's a process, but I love starting there. And then from a conscious perspective, I mean, I just think about one of the books that I read the first two chapters of, and it hit me so hard. And I'm not even saying it's like the best book out there for it, but when I first read A New Earth by Eckhart Tolle, those first two chapters, and I started to just understand like what he was getting at with the ego, I was like, okay, like that totally makes sense. And you can't really, when it kind of hits you, like how much what he's saying, like how much of a reality that really is about who we are, it's incredible. So, I mean, I read the first two chapters and then didn't pick it up again for months. But those first two chapters literally was like what I needed to kind of just like, oh my God, yep, that makes sense.
Also, last question I have for you is there any particular quote that you say or love that you feel it makes you feel really good or makes you remind yourself of the path that you're on?
I have my own little personal thing that's been like a big part of the CE message, and it's just change starts within. You know, that's a huge reality, a huge thing to remember. And whenever, and this is an Einstein quote, which is you can't solve a problem from the same level as it's created consciously. Why that's so important to remember is, as we're exploring this information and as we're exploring a lot of the things that we are inspired to shift on this planet, whether it be monetary system, aspects of government, war, military, whatever, we have to be careful not to get into judgment and anger and fear and all that sort of stuff about it. And thus we would solve that problem from an extremity that's actually happening at the same level of consciousness. So it's like, for example, if we're trying to fix some aspect of inequality, we can't belittle the other side of inequality in order to try and create inequality or more equality. We need to transcend it and create that properly. And so whatever it is, if you're noticing yourself in a state of judgment, anger, fear, worry, just think about, you know, can't solve from the same level of consciousness any problem in which it was created.
Mr. Joe Martino, the founder of Collective Evolution, which is just celebrated its 8-year anniversary. I want to thank you so much for being with us today. You can learn more about Mr. Martino and Collective Evolution by going to their website at collective-evolution.com. Mr. Martino, great job. Real honor to have you with us today, sir.
All right, thank you so much. It was much appreciated. I always appreciate the being able to talk more about this and get it out there. And thank you for the work that you're doing and helping others question things, open things up. You know, everyone's got to do what they're inspired to do, and I can tell that you're inspired to do what you do.
Okay, everyone, that concludes today's edition of the Out of Limits of Inner Truth Radio Show. Special thanks to our amazing guest, Mr. Joe Martino, the Collective Evolution. And special thanks, as always, to our virtues, Miss Carrie O'Connor, Miss Lisa Kaza, and Miss Constance Stellis. To learn more about the Outer Limits of Inner Truth Radio Show, please go to our website at outerlimitsradio.com. Till the next time we meet, my friends, wishing upon you an abundance of peace, love, and fears. Take care. Thank you so much for listening.
Want to be heard or seen in front of millions of people?
Want to be an expert on TV or radio?
Goldman McCormick PR is a New York City-based public relations agency that specializes in traditional and social media placement for law, finance, media, and corporate-based clients. Goldman McCormick PR also are specialists in website development, radio show creation, press conferences, media training, and so much more. Check out GoldmanMcCormick.com for more information. GoldmanMcCormick.com.